Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I actually kind of enjoyed mowing the lawn. It was kind of therapeutic.
I have to recuse myself from this conversation. I've never used a lawnmower.
You've never used a lawnmower?
No.
Wow.
I get some follow-up questions for Dan during transition. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for joining us today as we enjoy you each and every day, making us a part of your day. Thanks for calling, texting, emailing, all the ways you get a hold of us. Most importantly, thanks for listening, Molly, and I absolutely appreciate it. We do not take it for granted, and we look forward to talking to you each and every day. We're going to be off on Monday. We'll be back bright and early live at 5 on Tuesday morning, so please join us. David Hall, thanks for sitting in for Mike today.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to the greatest staff around, we've got our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes, and, of course, the one and only Kevin Zipak, and Ray Diaz, the great guys behind the glass who put it together each and every day. And so we thank them one and all, and we head up to Wrigley Field in Gallagher Way, where you're going to find the Scores Midday Show. It is, in fact, Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, fellas.
We're firing Joe Madden already?
Yes.
What the hell?
How about
was
that?
There a Bears game yesterday that I missed?
it's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, question strategy in the game.
Goodness.
Question whether his
you know, fired.
His story's getting old or his you know, reading the Mona Lisa
he's
to
fired.
You.
No
fire or passion.
Yeah. This is legitimately, I mean, that's just lunacy.
You it's should be building a statue lunacy. For the guy, right? I mean, somewhere in Gallagher Way or at the Cubs Museum or within the complex, there should be eventually a statue for Joe Madden.
Or maybe in all three places, there should be a statue for Joe Madden. You'd never done that before. Never. I mean, not really, not in any meaningful capacity.
What are we doing here? I mean, I couldn't believe some of this stuff. I mean, I understand if you're just cherry-picking calls to kind of screw
around. No,
no. There are several.
And you should see the text. The texts were worse. Yeah, right. I mean, it's amazing the frustration. I get the frustration. I'm right there. I'm in all the meetings. But this is, I mean, to go from there to the guy's got to go, and that he was just, I mean, Ned Yost with charisma was one texter, that he is Eric Spoelstra.
Oh,
he has as much to do with the Cubs winning as Eric Spoelstra did with the Heat winning. You know, it's unbelievable, but there you have
I understand that he may not be an elite tactician, but it's the everything else. I don't think anybody's arguing for him as some kind of brilliant tactical mind. Well, he's probably middle of the pack, but it's the everything else. It's the managing of a clubhouse and setting a tone, understanding his team, being able to communicate with player leadership and be the conduit from upper management. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
And as much, Dan, as you guys know, that you know, as much as the front offices control the tactician part of it a lot with the analytics, and they have everybody hired to do this and that. Everything else is why you hire coaches, is what you want coaches to do in pro sports, is set the tone.
I can't even believe I'm talking about this. I can't believe it. I was absolutely dumbstruck sitting in the car after I found a space here to get ready and prep for the show.
Honestly,
it's unbelievable. And then who's the one guy's like, trade some guy to send a message? I mean, what are we doing?
They wanted to trade. One guy wanted to trade Schwarber and or
Baez.
Baez.
Yeah. Seriously, it's like a Bears postgame show.
A non-discriminate
trade.
This is
a Bears postgame show all of a sudden.
You guys remember when John Danks had come back from the shoulder injury?
What about Danks?
What about Danks? Let me tell you about Danks. When he came back from the shoulder injury, it was just kind of the White Sox fifth starter, and he'd go out there and give you a couple innings, but he'd give up four, or he'd go out there and get shelled. And
he made a lot of money.
John Danks is a Lions son of a bitch.
That's Coopy, as we learned last night.
Everybody was so frustrated. Like, oh, he's terrible. And yeah, he was overpaid, but he was your fifth starter. And it took getting rid of John Danks for a lot of fans to realize that your fifth starter in the major leagues is bad. Like, just is intrinsically bad. They are bad. And I wonder if that's part of the way we're looking at this now, or part of the way frustrated Cub fans are looking at it now. Like, do you understand how bad things can get in other places? Do you understand how bad decisions can make and how relatively bad other players and coaches can be? Look where Mike Matheny messes up games. Look where Ned Yost actually can mess up games.
I don't know that it's
the tactician level of this.
Yeah, but I don't know it's that, Connor. I think it's more personality driven. I think that a lot of people probably look at Joe Maddon's act as wearing thin on them, and that, you know, it's ever to each his own. But I think that it blurs their vision, and when looking at this clearly, because you know you're not going to get any better. You're not going to get a better alternative. But much like Ozzie Guillen with the White Sox, people got tired of Ozzie. I think some people, what you heard this morning, were probably people who have gotten tired of Joe for whatever reason, however ridiculous that sounded.
You know what bothers me, though, David, and this is a larger picture thing, and you bringing up Ozzie has something to do with it, too. I know we get caught in the hour-to-hour news cycle, and we've got our nose to our phones and our timelines, mm-hmm. and everything is flying by us. We have to understand, especially in this town, how difficult it is to win pro sports championships, and it's for various reasons. Hockey has randomness and a hard cap. Baseball has variance. Basketball has the difficulty in procuring a transcendent all-time great. It is amazing to me, and football has variance as well, and injuries. It is amazing to me how we don't understand how hard it is to win titles and what those titles mean. I listen to Ozzie every Thursday on this show and your show, and I keep realizing that's a World Series champion manager.
You can't get a job.
And Blackhawks fans who are bitching and moaning, you got three cups
and
in
Q guards.
You've got a Hall of Fame coach in Q. I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
One of the greatest of all time. One of the best coaches of all time. And I'm not saying that they're above criticism. I'm not saying that we shouldn't spend our time saying, was this a good decision or a bad decision? But for God's sake, take a deep breath every once in a while and zoom out and understand if I'm going to be the same guy that clamors to hold these teams to a championship standard in everything that they do in a major market, in a huge sports town on this planet, and we're going to hold them to this standard, we better damn well appreciate it when they get there.
Okay, that's great Cubs conversation. You've never operated a lawnmower?
No.
Really? God bless you. One of my summer jobs was to – I worked for a park district, and I had to cut every park in the village. And I would actually take the riding mower, and it wasn't like the truck put it on the trailer and then dropped me off at the park. I actually drove down the streets about 5 miles an hour, going park to park each day during the week. I mean, just me and my Murph-type Sony Walkman. And
would you have like a clutch that would lift the blades up then,
exactly.
off the ground so you're not kicking the...
And go like 6-7 blocks, 8 blocks, sometimes even farther than that, between parks, and dodging cars to get to the next park.
It's a great method of relaxation, mowing the grass.
I have cut grass, just not with a lawnmower.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Pair of scissors? Scissors?
I have no. Part of one of our jobs, it was as camp counselors every year.
Oh, I thought this was at Duke.
No, one of our jobs up at camp was to use a sickle to cut grass, to cut the high grass that had grown.
And that's it dangerous.
Was
wow. Yeah.
Well, not only was it dangerous, we had sickles, and they weren't exactly sharp.
Oh, boy.
The problem wasn't the danger of the sickle. You know, you hit yourself on the shin a couple times, and it teaches you a lesson.
Yeah.
And you figure the end of the day, you've got a couple cuts there from a rusty sickle, who actually was one of our production guys back in the day. But it was at the end of the day when you realize how many ticks are feasting on you.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That was always the fun part. Is you do a tick check. We end up turning into chimpanzees, like looking at each other, trying to say, "Oh, well, you got one there. I'm not taking out. That one is on you.
Do you have tweezers?
You got to figure that one out." Now we just you just kind of twist
use a match, right?
Well, no, that's if the head. Yeah, you can. They
it
say you use a match. You blow out the match. You touch the match to it.
You're supposed to blow out the match. Oh, we never did that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Maybe
our match. None of that works.
You could just take Frontline once a month.
Yeah. That's it. You can do that.
I was thinking,
just a drop behind your neck there.
Yeah, one spot. It comes in a chewable now.
Connor was saying that the riding mower, that like everybody at some point forgets to raise the blade.
Everyone at always some point has done that, and you either shatter a car window or you get your brother in the shin, and then there's an ER visit. and then you're not allowed to use the riding lawnmower for a couple of weeks. Not that anything specifically like that has happened.
That's why you got to stick with the push mower,
other people.
Connor. The push mower.
Other people.
And well, when I was doing that too, you had to keep changing the blades because you were cutting so much grass that you obviously had to, every few days.
Change the blades?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Hanley, that's impressive.
You've never changed a blade of the lawnmower?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I was trusted to change the blades. I think after I put a
not when your brother was standing there.
Shin, yeah, I think that trust was taken away from me. Although I do remember when the old man finally sprung for the self-propelled lawnmower.
Oh, that's a big day.
The push
oh, yeah.
lawnmower right. that yeah. actually has the boy, there were celebrations, there was a cookout, the whole thing.
I have seen a lot of those that manual push mower around here in Chicago neighborhoods, people with the bungalows or the postage stamp lawns.
You just have very from popular. The curb to the sidewalk, right? You don't need a big deal.
Yeah, it's you got to get the gear on that. It's got to be so weirdly ratioed because you're barely moving it, and those blades are whipping around. I saw a guy yesterday using it.
Yeah, I see him all the time. Just if I walk to my car, I'll probably see three between here and there. God, what a gorgeous day it is here too. And we have this is our payback for enduring two shows here with both shows in 40 degree temperatures to have it absolutely ideal at Gallagher Way. So I urge people to stop by and bring your kids and hang out on the lawn. There's a fountain now on the bricks for the kids to run and play in.
Z-Pack's going to be up there. That's his favorite spot before the game. After
just
the
to
game.
Go play in the fountain.
No, yeah.
And Derek Holland is pitching batting practice for the Giants, right?
Well, it's Hendricks versus Holland. I'm trying to get a read on the wind. I think some of our reporters, David Schuster, is going to be walking around. He'll let us know. I can't tell which way it's blowing from here.
It's tough to tell from here, actually.
Swirling wind at the moment at Gallagher Way.
What do you got going today?
At 9:40, we're going to talk to Alan Nathan. He is the Professor Emeritus of Physics at the University of Illinois. He was the chairman of the MLB committee that has determined the ball is juiced.
Wow.
So we're going to find out. They don't know why. That's the thing. They know the ball is more slippery and or bouncing more. The ball is flying farther.
Has Jason Hayward got the
All-Star break? Ever since the All-Star break in 2015, all of the independent research has been confirmed. So they say, yes, the ball is different. They don't know how it's different. They don't know why it's different.
For 2.5 years, we've been playing baseball with different equipment.
Right.
And everybody just seems to wake up to this today, I guess.
So Alan Nathan, the chairman of that MLB committee, is going to join us and try to explain what the hell is going on. Ron Coomer, around 10:30 or so, is going to stop by. We'll do the midway at 11. And Jonah Carey of CBS Sports will talk baseball at noon. We will have surprises from inside the park as well. We'll have guys on a hard line just talking baseball.
Sounds like a great show. Great. We'll be listening. Have a great weekend,
have a good one,
guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.